The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. It's Wednesday. Story. This is kind of interesting when you think about it. The migrant crisis, a migrant crisis, is how ancient Rome fell. It's our turn this time. Well, yes and no. The ancient Roman government wasn't flying these people called migrants into their nation to destroy it. They didn't dissolve their borders. It's a whole 180 difference. This is all by design, crafted by international monetary kings and so on to destroy the white Western Christian world, and they're doing it. This is not a normal migration at all. This is an invasion, and all of you know that. There's a lot going on in this. The invaders now, the word is out. They believe Trump is going to win, so they're surging the border now. They're just pouring in. We've lost the country. It's like a cell without a membrane. We don't have any border. No definitive demarcation anymore. Biden trying to, well, the old Biden regime, trying to buy more votes, he just canceled another $7.7 billion in student loan debt for 160,000 borrowers. This is buying votes. That's all they're doing. Anybody with a brain can see all this and understand it. So it's really pathetic out there. Two senators stood up and did something good today. We're going to find out more about that from William Gein of AllyPack.us. Welcome back, William. Let's find out about Tuberville and Johnson. This is interesting.
Well, the big news is, according to Chuckie Schumer, he's going to relaunch the what he calls the border deal, the bipartisan border deal. We call it the bipartisan border surrender. It's a form of amnesty by which it would take all the illegal things that Joe Biden is doing and make them legal and make us pay for it. Yeah, so it would fund the flights and the NGOs and the importation of illegals and
Darien
the
Gap.
Democrats. What's that?
Mm-hmm. Darien
well, the Democrats,
Gap.
They have the audacity. Their strategy, their play is they're going to try to run it up flagpole and say that Republicans don't really care about securing the border because here they are turning down this bill when they're actually doing something we've never seen them do before. They've been scared to do it before, and I'll tell you why I think they're doing it this time. They've never pushed an amnesty bill on top of an election year. Usually January of an election year, like 2024, shuts down amnesty border giveaway bills like this. But they're running this one a second time, and there's several reasons why. One, big powers that be want this bill. They may get it through the Senate and the House. People say it's dead on arrival in the House. I heard Speaker Mike Johnson say so. Well, that same Speaker Mike Johnson just passed a series of bills with more Democrats voting for it than Republicans, and including giving Biden $5 billion more to import more illegal aliens. Don't act like you're all comfortable because Mike Johnson is going to save the day if it passes the Senate. We need
Comrade
everybody out there
Johnson.
Listening.
Comrade
well,
Johnson.
Everybody, go ahead.
$5 billion more dollars, William. $5 billion more from Comrade Johnson. Unreal.
Yes. But it's supposed to go to the floor tomorrow. We don't have a bill, title, and name, but we know what it is. The two senators that we're asking people to call and encourage tonight, that we've posted their article, the title of their article in The Hill, from Senator Tommy Tuberville of Republican of Alabama and Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, is titled "Schumer's Bipartisan Immigration Deal is a Joke." And it's a hard-hitting piece. It tells people point blank about how the bill lets Biden bring in 4,000 to 5,000 per day, and then maybe shuts the border down. Doesn't do any of the things it really says. Spends $20 billion that we don't have. Further mortgaging our children's future. It's a really hard-hitting piece. So we went ahead and distributed that tonight. We got our Alipac callers on the phone today. Several people out there listening are folks that got on the phones with us as the vanguard leading the way in there. The media is trying to play like this bill failed earlier this year because Trump said he didn't want it to pass. Well, you know, this isn't about Trump. We were beating amnesty bills long before Donald Trump came along. We've been beating amnesty bills at Alipac since 2004 and 2005. That bill didn't fail or was not defeated in the U.S. Senate because Trump decreed it, like the media is playing it. That bill failed because a supermajority of Americans of all races hated the bill, hated it, and voiced their opinion in time to crush it. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe that there's a chance they can get this bill through, especially when the stock market will just go crazy and more money for the stock market if it passes. Anything that spends more money, market's going to go, yay, yay, yay. More of the globalist agenda, the market's going to go, yay, yay, yay. So that's what they want. They're very worried about the market stalling right now because there's a lot of bearish symbols going on. So they're going to go ahead and, what is it, sell off the gasoline reserves.
Biden has drained the entire Northeastern reserve already. It's empty.
Yeah, but now there's a gasoline reserve that they're going to sell and try to prop it up. So tomorrow morning, we need everybody that can spare a little bit of time tomorrow to get on the phones with us to the U.S. Senate early in the morning. An email alert will go out from alipac.us. If you're not already on there, please go to alipac.us and sign up tonight. If you're already on the Alipac alert list, please remember, if you're forwarding your emails to other people, to remove the unsubscribe at the bottom. We've had some supporters write in recently and say they've been forwarding emails, and other people down the line will unsubscribe you from our list if you don't remove that from the bottom. And get ready to rumble with some people making some calls tomorrow. Because there's a chance that if we can stop this bill again in the Senate, the Democrats could have really messed up here. There's a reason they've never tried amnesty on top of an election year before. They feared that. And now we have to make sure that their fears come true. We have to make sure that the backlash that they fear against pushing bills like this manifest in less than 200 days in the general elections of 2024 here. That's our chance. Now, the other thing is, and this is what I believe is happening, the reason Chuck Schumer and Biden and them are running this bill again is that they are beckoning to their voters, who they plan to carry them to victory this fall. And if you mentioned one, the youth vote, the younger college votes are not energized about Biden, so they're handing out how many billions, how much money did they just hand out, you said, Jeff?
$7.7 billion more.
$7.7 billion more thrown out into the college arenas and the youth vote. And
these are student loan debts, and they're just writing them off. Go ahead.
Violating a lot of things that are not going to hold up at court. They're beckoning to their non-citizen and illegal immigrant voters. The reason they're running this bill again, the reason they're pretending like, oh, Republicans don't really want to do anything about border security, is they know that they're getting crushed on border security, so they're going to try to play this game, but they're beckoning to their illegal immigrant voters. And that brings us to something very, very important about something that I just found. Apparently, Stephen Dynan of the Washington Times did a great article back on May 3rd about non-citizens voting, but apparently a lot of us didn't catch it because somebody kept it behind their paywall. And but here's the rub. I had it on screen. Let me get it back here. Yeah, the name of this article, which is now in the non-citizen and illegal migrant voter section at alipac.us, is titled "Non-citizens caught voting in U.S. elections. Here's how they did it." And it goes through several of the examples where non-citizens, including illegal aliens, have been documented, tried, and found guilty of registering and voting in numerous U.S. elections. And it turns out that there's some patterns in there of how the state helped them do it quite often. And one of the court defenses that I was not aware of before, one of the illegals in court said this. Do you remember the video? Because I remember we made a stink about it when Obama was talking to some youth vote interviewer, and he said something about illegals being Americans and voting too. I'll have to find the video, but this woman who was convicted, Dora maybe D'Amato Rodriguez, who was convicted for voting as a non-citizen, blamed President Obama and Fox News for persuading her to break the law to cast a ballot. She came from Panama as a teen and was in the U.S. as a legal permanent resident, but never obtained citizenship. In her 60s, she said she heard Mr. Obama say in a 2016 interview that immigrants, whether in the U.S. illegally or not, didn't need to be afraid of voting. Do you remember that interview? No? Well, Jeff, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I'll get you a copy of that interview. I think it's up on the Alipac site. I remember quite well because a bunch of us were like, whoa, Obama just appealed to non-citizens to vote. Listen to that. And well, the reason that it's important is because Joe Biden
Wait. Obama is now pitching for all invaders to vote. That's what you just said.
He made a comment back in 2016 that we have in the archives where he was doing an interview with a youth vote interviewer, and he made a comment that I don't have directly in front of me, but we made a big stink about it at the time when it made it sound non-citizens could vote. Apparently this woman used it in her trial while being convicted of doing exactly what Obama beckoned her to do and that she heard through Fox News. Well, Joe Biden is beckoning to them when he's called them these illegals model citizens. Said these people are model citizens. What was it, 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
And now Chuck Schumer is saying we're going to do this for you. The Democrats are aware that non-citizens can register and vote, and they are beckoning to non-citizens to vote. And we have to stop this bill tomorrow and then channel that backlash against them trying to throw this thing on the American public into the 2024 elections.
Okay. Getting to be crazier out there all the time. If you look in guests under William's name, you'll see it says, Alipac asks you to contact Senators Tommy Tuberville, a Republican Alabama, and Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, to thank them for opposing Schumer's treasonous border surrender. See link here, and you can click right there on any of that text and go see the article that William has already alluded to. So I've got it up there.
And tomorrow, which is going to be Thursday, May 23rd, starting early, we need a coordinated effort to start ringing the Republican phones and some of the Democrats as well off the hook in the U.S. Senate opposing this bill. We need a real, really strong activist push. And while we're going to focus on getting the Republicans lined up against it, we need to call the Democrats, too, because when we defeated this bill earlier in 2024, we actually got – there were five Democrats that voted against it as well, probably because it didn't give enough amnesty for their taste.
Right.
But, you know, we'll take the no votes.
Right. All right. Well, there are a lot of things on the big chessboard here. This is a big one. There's another big one, and every indication, we've been watching this from the beginning, every indication continues to show that they are going to turn loose a tweaked or an augmented H5N1 avian influenza virus into the general population to drum up immense fear, because they're saying already that if the avian flu goes into human beings, there'll be a 25% fatality rate. 25%, 1 in 4 chance you're going to die if you get it. That's the drumbeat they're going to pound on. They're already pushing it. Today, second case of avian influenza found in a human being. This is not supposed to be in people. It's never been in people before. But the story on the inside is that they have tweaked it so it can find a home in mammalian flesh, human flesh, no problem. The virus is doing very well. Two cases now. We're watching this closely. If they want to turn this loose big time, they will. And so we may have panic, paranoia, fear, confusion, the likes of which we've never seen before, as this year, the second half, rolls right past us.
Well, on that topic, I was just thinking the other day that this critter may have been modified like the coronavirus was, and already unleashed. You know, we have had it in a lot of the bird populations on farms, and then it got into the cows.
Yes, of course.
Then one guy got it in Texas that he knew about but had mild symptoms. But now, and we don't know what's going on in the broader bird population. There was an article the other day, I don't know if you caught it, that they've tested 14 dead cats. Now, some of the dead cats were in barns, like barn cats, where there were cows.
Yeah, they were hanging out on dairy farms.
Yeah, but some of the dead 14 cats had no exposure to dairy farms, and they don't know. But again, it speaks to your point, Jeff, about how this virus is making its way through a host of different mammals. And one of the things I would like people to remember, and especially anybody out there that's got any money in a Roth IRA or 401k or personal stock market thing, the news, and it could happen tomorrow, I would say that the windup is not as tightly wound right now on avian flu as it was on coronavirus by the time.
No, not yet. I'm watching it, though. We're
well,
right
by the
it,
time man. They admitted the first death. But, you know, coronavirus was all over the country and much further down the field than, you know,
well, they
were lied
treating
to us
it
about it.
Like it was nothing. Don't worry. It's just like the cold. It'll go away in a couple of days. It was a bioweapon, and it didn't just go away in a couple of days. Not at
well,
all.
They were
that
also lying at the CDC,
now
claiming that there was no transmission going on in the United States. And the main reason I think they did this is because they had so much money that they needed to move out of the hotel, restaurant, tourism stocks. You know, all the elites that were in the know, including North Carolina Senator Richard Burr, who was in classified meetings telling him what was really going on. They had to move their money, Jeff, and they had to move a lot of their money. So, but just remember, keep in mind, the day they admitted, and it happened sort of quick succession, they admitted that there were a couple people that had caught COVID within the United States without a travel vector from outside the country. And shortly after that, they announced the first death. And the stock market fell from, what was it, 31,000 to 18,000?
I really wish people didn't pay much attention to the stock market. It's completely manipulated.
Yeah, I agree. It's completely manipulated. But if you've got your retirement savings in there and suddenly over a third of it's gone, that's a pretty big deal.
It's called transfer of wealth. They're doing
it
that way.
Especially when the senators and Congress critters had plenty of time to move their stuff out of harm's way.
Of course.
They had cabins reserved in the mountains, stocked with food and provisions, and their stocks realigned and everything before you got the word. But then the first death happened, and the market collapsed. And shortly after that, there were runs on and shortages on everything in the grocery stores.
Yes, sir. The people are very easy to panic, and they are real, real good at it. And we're watching. So the second case today, in Michigan this time, not Texas, somebody apparently working around infected dairy cows. I've got another story today that they found bird flu in a lot of hamburger now. But don't worry, just cook it thoroughly and you'll be just fine. They're beginning to, the drumbeat is increasing. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I mean, bird flu is something we've been worried about a long time, Jeff. I mean, we've known that the potential.
Well, it had to be
that
tweaked to go into people, and that's what they've done. And I had another story. Somebody said, "You give me 3 days, and I can make the existing bird flu so contagious you wouldn't believe it." In other words, the genetic games they're playing with viruses now are—it's so easy for them. They're past masters of the art. So anything can happen, William. Anything.
Yeah, especially if we're already in World War III and they just hadn't told everybody yet.
That too.
A lot of the biological and chemical agents of the Cold War were designed to go after people's livestock as well as population centers and troops.
This next 6 months are designed, already scripted, to raise holy hell on many different canvases, many different game boards all over the place. This country is going to be a wreck by the time the alleged election shows up. But we got to fight this border thing. We really have to. And I hope you'll all make some calls and help William tomorrow. You help William, you're helping all of us. You're helping what's left of America. We have to. We have no choice. These people there need to be basically read the Riot Act, or at least aware of the fact that people are watching them in their little offices in the House or their bigger offices in the Senate. They're being watched.
Well, I think we had a good warm-up day of calls today, and several of our key acts were started into motion. And I think that as we speak on this show, not only direct listeners to the show are the raising awareness, attention, and hopefully rallying people to join us on the phones Thursday morning, but I think word is spreading pretty rapidly. I've been monitoring Twitter and Facebook and some other online channels, and the channels are hot tonight about this move by Schumer. I mean, because Schumer, he's just such a terrible, slimy snake. But I tell you, I hope we can stop him again. And one of my accomplishes I really want to accomplish in life is I want Schumer and Dick Durbin to eventually have to retire, leave the Senate in some capacity or another, without ever fulfilling their legislative ambitions on immigration. And so far, we've been able to hold the line on that. Of course, both of them wanted these dastardly deeds done 20 years back, but we've stood against them, and we've held the line, and now we've got to hold that line through November to give people one more chance to try to disrupt this cabal, and there's a lot to do. But people are pulling together. I think we have a high level of engagement right now, and I think that the focus on non-citizen voters, people killed by illegals and these issues, I think it's very the beam is not as focused as we need to have it by first Tuesday in November, but it's getting there. The polling indication is showing a vast majority of Americans want illegals deported, showing 86% only think the U.S. citizens should vote, showing large percentages believed illegals are voting, and we have to push these percentages up as high as possible before the final votes are cast this fall.
All right, very good. Stand by. We'll be right back with William in just a couple of minutes on this Wednesday night. Talking with Wood, rallypack.us. So again, the communist leadership, Chuckie Schumer, Comrade Schumer, is bringing back the failed effort earlier. It's right now, it's not a formal bill, I guess, is it? Are they going to use the old bill number? What are they going to do? They're calling it a deal? What's their game?
I don't know what the number's going to be. It's Chuck Schumer talking, so there's a 90% chance of BS, automatically. But if it's got a number, we haven't run into it or encountered yet.
And we're calling it a border deal, huh?
We call it the border surrender deal or the border surrender deal amnesty.
There you go.
And just had to run with it. Sometimes we don't have the luxury of a actual bill number and title, although we always go looking for it and try to provide it when we can. And we had some activists who were looking hard for it today, so we couldn't find it either. So,
William, I have a question.
Yeah.
Question. Do your people in Alipac and those you're affiliated with, do they understand that America has largely been overthrown and we need to take it back or we're not going to have anything left here? Is that critical? This government is not a representative government of, by, and for anybody except the wealthy elite and that certain group. It's not us.
I think a lot of Alipac people are concerned about illegal immigration for a variety of different reasons, and I think that a lot of them have a pretty good grasp on how far gone things are, but they know that the new globalist plan for this country is the ink is not dry. Their signatures have not been signed. The house has not been sold. These are squatters, and that it is a process that at this time, unless a bill like Schumer's bill passes into law tomorrow or the next couple of days, remains reversible.
Could it happen that quickly? Well, excuse me, William. Could it be pulled back up and submitted for a vote that quickly?
Oh, yeah. If the main guy in the center of the house wants to move a bill, they can literally walk out on the floor and pull it out of their pocket and lay it down and go. And, you know, the thing about not, the thing that one of the reasons our activists tried really hard today to get access to the bill text is there's probably worse demons in the text that we don't even know about. We can't even fight yet because
absolutely.
It
has to go through a complete process of magnification and analysis. Your people are heroic. You got a great bunch of people out there. And you listening.
Well, a lot of people.
You all are appreciated. Just know that you are.
And I appreciate the folks out there that are contributing time and funds to make this happen. You know, make this possible. And you know, I had to go and spend a couple $100. I wasn't planning on spending a day on online advertising and other things to fire up the engines and to get things moving. And you know, I'm very glad to be in a position where we could even consider, you know, doing that. So sure, we're going to do the very best we can tomorrow, and then we're going to have to launch a new fundraiser to try to raise $10,000 by the end of July, and we're going to get the focus back on this non-citizen voter thing because we've got several states. There's a bill in North Carolina trying to crack down on non-citizen voters. Ohio is expanding their push to verify voter citizenship status after an amendment to the state constitution to do so. Arizona, the feds just successfully sued Arizona to stop Arizona from screening out non-citizens from voting. They sued to allow illegals to vote in swing state Arizona. And that's your taxpayers at work, folks. That's your Democrat weaponized government at work. Because those are the states where they're counting on the non-citizens and illegals to carry them. It's Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. That's where they need the most cheated votes. And that's where they plan on stealing the elections. And then within those states, they're going to try to conduct these operations as much as possible in the bluest Democrat precincts, which will be found in your largest population cities, where the city councils and police forces are dominated by Democrats. Right. The newspaper and television stations are dominated by Democrats. The schools and universities are dominated by Democrats. And several other fields are completely controlled by Democrats, and the Mexican mafias are set up, and the NGOs are set up, and this is where they're going to try to process as many non-citizen and illegal alien voters as possible. You know, so of course in Pennsylvania we're talking about Philadelphia, and in Nevada we're talking about Clark County and Las Vegas. In Arizona, we're talking about Phoenix. In Georgia, we're talking about Atlanta. In North Carolina, we're talking about Durham and Charlotte and Greensboro. I'm not sure about Wisconsin yet. Maybe some people out there that listen to the show can tell me where the places in Wisconsin are that are similar to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But these are where they're going to conduct their operations, and it looks like they're going to actually have the federal government and federal employees and federal workers doing as much of this as possible, because those people would be the hardest to hold accountable or to prevent from doing something like that.
Well, the word is out. Remember, the invaders now they're putting it in overdrive to get across that non-existent border in time to set up their fake credentials so they can vote. I'm just looking at this thing and how ludicrous it is. No American citizen in their right mind that I can imagine. Now, I know a lot of people aren't particularly well-informed, well-educated. In fact, some of them are dumb. But the idea of voting for Joe Biden and the camel is so absurd to me and laughable that it just doesn't register. How could anybody do that? But they do. They're talking about it. And Biden is double digits behind Trump. How is Biden does he have even 1% approval rating? The guy is mentally deranged. He should be in an old folks home for those who are demented. It's crazy. This is just nuts. We've learned to accept the unacceptable in this country, thanks to the mainstream media. They just keep repeating it like it's real. That he never should have been allowed to be president, act as president. move into the White House. This whole thing should have been, it never should have happened. But it did, because they control the works. We don't control this country anymore. It's hard. We still have to make the efforts, but it's difficult. We're up against international monetary giants who want to make the world into the, well, the next 100 years are supposed to be the century of Asia. So they're de-escalating everything that has to do with white Western Christian civilization. That's Europe, America, New Zealand, Australia, Canada. We're watching it. It's very strange to watch. And I've been watching politics for a long time. And this is so contrived, it's frightening. All contrived.
Well, you know, some of the things they're trying to do, Biden has a deal with Mexico to try to dial back the optics of all the illegals crossing the border. They're aware that that's hurting them, and they're trying to dial it back in the run-up to the election. Major companies realize that the whole woke thing has really messed them up. Target is withdrawing their rainbow flag woke products and whatnot.
Their shares are way down. Target shares are way down.
Yeah. Starbucks, a lot of the woke companies, their stocks are going down. I found a new site. I haven't explored it a lot yet, but I want to mention it to the audience. And I would love for some adventurers to go check it out and email me, let me know what you think. But the site that I found, it's 1792, the numbers, 1792, exchange.com. That's 1792, exchange.com. And their big title is Exposing Bias and Empowering Businesses. Apparently, they have gone through and created ratings for over 2,900-plus vendors and companies and corporations to try to help you as a consumer or your business assess companies that have the greatest risk of discriminating against you or somebody else over politics. It's basically how woke are the corporations? Because, you know, if you run a business, it's very,
right.
you know,
well, that helps consumers. They know where to put their money. That's good.
Well, and if you're running a business and you have a supplier, and your supplier is on the list of being a woke company that's likely to punish you or ditch you or yank the rug on you or stab you in the back if they find out you gave some money to a Republican candidate or listened to this show or something, you know, it's important. So go check it out. I've been fishing through here, and they have an interesting rating system that has dug into a lot of what these companies have done, and they're assigning a grade of lower risk, medium risk, or high risk, and to see what the companies are sortable according to specific public activism and commitments, which include the Business Roundtable 2019 Stakeholder Capitalism Pledge.
Right.
100% on the 2023-24 Corporate Equality Index, Net Zero Climate Alliances, and Abortion Travel Payments. Companies provide a benefit package for employees that covers abortion travel. You can sort the rankings, you know. Here's a couple. I'll list off a couple companies they have listed as high risk. 1-800-Flowers. It's high risk. 23andMe, that's a DNA testing place. 3M, that's a big company. Made a lot of those masks people were using during the pandemic. AARP is listed as a medium risk. Abbott Laboratories, high risk. That's another high risk that people might recognize here. Abercrombie and Fitch, they're high risk. I'm just in the A's, you know. Scanning through here. But very interesting list. I'm glad to see somebody's doing this, because if I'm walking around a town or on vacation or, you know, going somewhere to visit or if I'm walking around and I see a coffee shop and I want some coffee and I see one of those rainbow flags, or I see a brewery and with some people in it, even some people I know I might want to go say hello to, and I see one of those rainbow flags flying, I don't go. I don't spend my money in there. I don't hang out in there. I don't spend my money in there. I take my money somewhere else.
Good.
And, you know, and if somebody feels that way and believes that, because every single color on that rainbow flag, that sex death cult flag is what I call it. Right. Every single color on that flag represents a lifestyle that leads to, you know, sterility, non-fertility, death, permanent death, no offspring, no babies, no grandbabies. And it's aimed at a lot of white people. I mean, no white babies. You know, you see that in all the commercials. All the outcomes and all the commercials and movies, when you look at who's paired up with who, is no Caucasian infants will be produced from this family that wants you to buy insurance. Uh-huh. And so it's a sex death cult, because anybody that joins in on one of those colors, it's the end of the line. Your ancestors made it through millions of years of hardship, mm-hmm. and overcame things we couldn't even imagine to get this far. But you're the end of the line because you're so messed up in the head with this sex death cult that's being advertised and placed in and targeted towards children. Targeted toward your children. They want to make sure that your children or your grandchildren never reproduce.
Well, they've achieved a lot of that already, believe me.
Sort of like a soft kill.
No, they've done it with their... This COVID bioweapon injection is catastrophic for the human body. First it destroys the blood, then it destroys the immune system, then it destroys the reproductive competence of the males and females who took the shots. They've done now autopsies on men and found absolutely zero sperm in the testes. All they can find are spike protein.
How many children have they surgically sterilized? How many children have they chemically sterilized through transportive care? How many people's children are currently infertile or not going to be able to have children because they're the people that have the glyphosate? Did you see the French study that found...
I didn't know that glyphosate was sterilizing people. No, I don't know this.
Well, they're finding it in sperm. They're finding they've done an analysis in France.
Well, just keep in mind, everybody who's taken the shot, they have no sperm left, the males. They have spike protein instead. This was certified by Dr. Arne Burkhardt in Germany, one of the world's foremost pathologists, with total analyses of a number of dead who had taken the shots that they couldn't reproduce if they had to. These are men, dead, no more, gone.
A recent study in France found glyphosate in the sperm, and apparently, according to the National Institute of Health, glyphosate, the active ingredient Roundup, which is one of the most popular herbicides, has a reproductive toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
And some say that they're negligible impact. Others indicate male reproductive toxicity. So,
we don't know, but it's not good. Glyphosate has been found in most everybody, by the way.
Now the United States food supply, now the feds have decided to allow chloroquat into a pesticide that was previously banned.
Mm-hmm.
And chloroquat is now allowed. It's in a lot of the oats and the cereals and the things you feed little bitty babies, because everybody likes to feed little bitty babies oatmeal. And now that oatmeal's got chloroquat, a chemical that can disrupt fetal growth and harm reproductive system.
There's another attack on it right there then. I ran a story about that too. Yeah.
Yeah, and the EPA and the FDA have allowed it to come into the... They changed the rules in 2019 and start allowing it to be imported, foods that contain it to be imported, and now the EPA is proposing to allow first-time uses of the toxic pesticide on actual U.S. crops.
Yeah. Okay. Do they have our best interests in mind? No, they're trying to wipe us out. It's all a coordinated effort, multiple angles constantly coming at us. Biden released, by the way, 1 million barrels of gasoline from the Northeast Reserve. 1 million barrels, not gallons, barrels of gasoline. It's 55 gallons per barrel, I think, to lower the prices at the pump to try and make him look good. This is all so despicable, all of it.
Yeah, they're putting that on the market to try to push back the seasonal price rise on gasoline for the summer.
It always goes up in June, July. They want it to stay down to make Biden look better. How can this is ludicrous? The whole thing, it's crazy. This guy should not be within 100 miles of the White House. It's the O'Biden-Hillary administration. And she's playing a role in it, though. You don't hear it, but she is. These are not Americans. They don't care about us. Not good. This whole thing at the border, though, what is the current status of the border? Are there holes punched in the wall all over the place?
Visible crossings in many areas have decreased. Like I said, Biden has a new type of secretive deal with Mexico to decrease the optics of the large numbers of illegals crossing in the run-up to the election.
Right.
So they're crossing more in some places, less in others, and who knows how many they're flying in. Like I said, unfortunately, Speaker Mike Johnson and a minority of the Republicans joined with the Democrats to send more money to put us all at risk of World War III in Ukraine, more money to Israel, which isn't broke and really doesn't need our money, although we are broke and we need our money, and $5 billion to help Biden import illegals in different ways. So my guess is that $5 billion that just got pumped through Congress under Mike Johnson's watch in the House is now being used to bring the illegals in ways that will be less visible to the American public.
Well, with the cooperation of the mainstream media as well, you want to reduce the optics, you control the media, and that's media is owned by them. It's all the money people, and they're controlling this government, what we do. It's not the White House. It's the people controlling it that really concern me. This border thing, though, we don't even have a pretense of a border anymore. Is that correct? Is that a fair statement? People just walk up and they walk through. They're not even being interviewed by Border Patrol. They just come right in and register. Is that it?
Something like that. And then they give them money.
$40,000 a year per person, I've heard.
Well, the numbers vary, and anytime you say a specific amount, some fact checker is going
to
come on.
I just
and say,
threw that
oh,
out
no,
there to
false.
Give you an idea that
that's
they're
false
not hurting.
Because it's only $32,000. You know that kind
yeah,
of
right.
thing.
Right. And how much is being spent on our infrastructure by the O'Biden administration? How much is being spent to try to resolve the homeless catastrophe? How much is being spent to try to help our veterans? How much is being spent on reforming education in terms of actually teaching something beside pedophilia and perversion? Nothing. This. How can the guy even have a 1% approval rating? I don't understand it. If anybody actually studied it and knew what was going on, they would say, this is ridiculous, beyond ridiculous.
Well, I saw something the other day that reminded me of Biden going for the locking in the pedophile vote. It was Epstein Nation. What was it? Hold on. I called it Epstein Nation. Let me see if I can find it for us real quick. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Posted this back on the 13th, about 9 days ago. The Democratic administration of Joe Biden has, quote, lost, end quote, more than 85,000 invading children among the 10 million they imported during 2024.
Lost them.
Yes, 85,000 migrant children have been lost. So that's, I guess, pedos heaven, right? You know, that's the Epstein Nation there. That's the pedo. 85,000 children imported and whereabouts unknown.
Sold off? Sacrificed?
Lost in the melting pot. I'm sure they have some very interesting captors. I mean, sponsors. I'm sure that those 85,000 children are in some very, very interesting circumstances tonight.
Oh, if they're still alive. There's a lot of money in children as the world continues to retch. How many? Oh, there was a whole lot in Ukraine that have gone missing.
Similar
numbers.
I need to thank U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Texas, Republican of Texas. She's the one that we found the YouTube video telling us about the 85,000 migrant children they can't find during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Wednesday of last week, I believe it was.
Excellent. Well, that's the kind of work we need done.
Epstein
it's hard to get
Nation.
Real data. Yeah. Well, Epstein did his job, and I'm not convinced he's dead. I looked very carefully at that picture of him being allegedly taken out of that that jail cell, and it did not look like him. Not
well, Biden has definitely
profile.
Locked in the pedophile and child slaver vote.
Well, there you go. All right, so what can people do tomorrow to help?
We need you checking our announcement section or being on our email alerts at alipac.us by tomorrow morning. Please, when you get your email, make as many calls to the U.S. Senate as you can to help us oppose Schumer's border surrender amnesty bill.
Or whatever it is. All right. Thank you, William. Good luck. Let's hope it works. I'll be here if you need anything.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
We'll be right back with much more. Hang on.